Hello and welcome to Intuition Awakening. My name is Janine and thank you for joining me today for part 4 in my Inner Child Healing series. I hope you have been enjoying these meditations so far as you learn to connect deeper and deeper with your inner child. As always, let's settle in, finding a comfortable seated position or perhaps lying down. Gently closing our eyes, resting our palms on our lap or beside us. Setting the intention that it's time to let go of the stress of today and see how our inner child is feeling. Inhaling now deeply through your nose, exhaling out through the mouth, really drawing out that out breath. Inhaling again, exhaling longer than the inhale, drawing out that sigh. One more deep breath, all the way in through the nose, down to the belly. And out through your mouth, nice long sigh. Feel your muscles starting to relax beneath you. And let's do a quick check-in with the body. Are there any areas of tension or pain? Anything in your position that needs to be readjusted? Go ahead and do so now. Breathe into any discomfort, imagining it looking like a tight ball. And as you breathe in and out, the ball opens up and expands and starts to loosen, feeling your muscles relax. As we deeply inhale once more, we start to become aware of our city landscape, feeling ourselves once again walking down the familiar sidewalk. The sky is clouded today, a small cold breeze drifts over your arms, making you pull your jacket a little higher around your collar, perhaps tucking your hat a little tighter, adjusting a scarf. There's something today that seems to feel a little gloomy, but you continue towards the park, knowing that your inner child is waiting, knowing that they'll be excited to see you, no matter the weather. As you come to that familiar part of the sidewalk that opens to the park, you see the grass, you see the trees, and you follow your well-worn path back to the park, to where your inner child is playing again today. As you draw closer to the park, you notice that there aren't as many people today, and that suits you just fine, knowing that you'll have ample privacy with your inner child today. As you draw closer and closer to the park, you hear their laughter. You hear the playground equipment moving, still feeling that breeze on your arms, against your face, and in your hair. The park comes into sight, and you immediately notice your inner child wearing a very bright color today. You notice that it matches their playful mood. This might even be a piece of clothing that you remember wearing as a child, and it brings a small smile to your face. You know that some things never change. You call out now to your inner child, having established that trust and that relationship. They make eye contact, a beautiful smile crossing their face, and they call your name, coming sliding down a slide, running across the sand and hugging your legs. Perhaps if they are a little older, they can reach up to your waist. You return the hug, feeling that warmth growing inside of you despite the cool breeze, knowing that you are so excited to see them, just as excited as they are to see you. You come down to their eye level, saying hello, perhaps brushing some wayward hairs out of their eyes. You see their hair and their clothing being ruffled by this breeze as well. And you ask them if they are cold and would like to join you on your blanket on the bench. The familiar backpack that you've brought with you before resting on your back. As the two of you wander over to a park bench, you set down the backpack, pulling out the blanket, wrapping it around both of you, and getting comfortable. Your inner child starts to tell you all about their day. They are just so enthusiastic. You listen now for the next few moments about how their day has been going, what equipment they got to play with at the playground, maybe the friends that they saw today, maybe an insect that they saw and liked. Anything that comes to mind, you sit and just listen contently for the next few moments. Your inner child might notice that you're a little quiet today, and as all kids are, they curiously ask you what's wrong, or if you have anything to tell them. You are welcome to tell your inner child about your day, about any emotions you've experienced, knowing that they are so full of joy and curiosity. They genuinely want to hear how you're doing. You may start to feel some tears coming to your eyes. Perhaps today your mood matches the gloominess of the sky above. Or maybe your inner child's day has rubbed off on you as well, and you're feeling joyful and happy. Whatever your emotions are today, it's okay to let them be, and you tell that to your inner child now. You say to them, "No matter how I'm feeling today, I know that I can share my experiences with you. And I want you to be able to have the same sharing capability with me. Any emotions, any troubles, any worries, any moments of joy, I allow you and welcome you to share them with me." Your inner child is watching you with knowing eyes, soaking in all that you are saying to them. You can see a moment of hesitation on their face, and you ask them if they have anything to share with you. They may be very forthcoming, or they may be a little shy, still getting used to being safe expressing their emotions with an adult. Whatever they want to express or share with you, they do so now. If you and your inner child need more time, feel free to take a pause and take a few moments together now. Let them fully express themselves. Or if they're a little quiet and shy, no matter what their response, hug your inner child close, perhaps giving them a kiss on the head or some form of affection, and thank them for sharing their day with you. Small moments like this of open communication can really begin to build a bond. It's so important for children to know that they are safe to express their feelings, and oftentimes we didn't receive that. So now, as the new parent to your inner child, you get to set the standards. You get to set the expectations, the level of openness and honesty, and you are allowed to share affection. You are allowed to embrace your inner child the way that you wanted to be held when you were small. Sitting here on this bench comfortably with your inner child nestled in beside you, you know that you can come back to this moment at any time. It can be a park bench. It could be on the side of a bed. Could even just be standing. But you know now that you are allowed to share your day with your inner child. And in doing so, it teaches them to be open and honest and express themselves with you. You know that your inner child will likely want to start expressing themselves more and communicating more. You welcome that change. It's been too long by ourselves, pushing through our day as adults, ignoring that inner child and their thoughts, their concerns, their joys. Slowly coming back to our body now, one final thought and image of comfort and love. Seeing this image in your mind, holding that inner child so close, so comfortably wrapped in that blanket. You feel deep in your heart that you are now very connected with your inner child. Taking a deep breath in, expanding your back and shoulders, opening your chest slightly, and breathing out, gently opening your eyes whenever you're ready. Congratulations for connecting with your inner child so deeply over this last few meditations. You are setting excellent framework for starting to feel your inner emotions, becoming your own self-healer, and feeling into those joyful, playful moments that we thought only existed in childhood. Thank you so much for taking this time for yourself and for joining me today. I will see you in part 5. Have a great day.